We're in Siman Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph. We're in Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber says, Tov Lizar Milomer Shechianu Beina Mitzar Malpriyo Al Malbush. One should be careful not to recite a Shechianu during the 3 weeks, whether it be on fruit, a new fruit, or on new clothing. Avala Pinyin Aben Omer Vali Yachon Sam Mitzvah Pinyin Aben, which a minute gets to say Shechianu on, so you should say so, and don't push off the mitzvah, obviously. Then Rama adds, "Achem appreciately Yim Sachar Tisha B'av Mutar Levarchul Achol Beina Mitzarim." If there's a fruit which you're not confined after Tisha B'av, you'd be allowed to eat it even during the 3 weeks. As the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you're not allowed to make a Shechianu, you're also not allowed to have this new fruit or have this buy this new piece of clothing, because that would be mechayev you a Shechianu. And even though an Avel does make a Shechianu, still during these days which are times of sorrow, so it's not kedai to say Shechianu. The Gra disagrees and says that it's a Chumri Yaseira. And therefore, since the Gra disagrees, when it comes to Shabbos, we don't need to be machmer, and you'd be allowed to make a Shechianu on Shabbos. Since there are many Achronim who say that you'd be allowed to make a Shechianu on Shabbos during this time anyway. Sif Yud Ches, Tzarech Lizar Miyadzayim B'tamaz Ad Tisha B'av Shaleich Echidim Yarba Shalos Ad Tesha Shalos V'lo Yaku Al Tamidim B'yomim Ha'im. The Mechaber says that since this is a dangerous time, during the 3 weeks, one should be careful not to walk from the 4th hour to the 9th hour by themselves, and they should not hit students during this time either. Mishnah Berurah says that this is Mefurish in the Medrash, and in the Kavanos of the Arizal it says that one should be careful during these times to have extra Avelos until Chatzos every day, and one should cry. One should really feel this time of the sorrow that we feel over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Makkah for not walking by oneself during this time is the Medrash Eicha, and in the Tshuvas Hesorus Tshuva, it writes that the intention of the Medrash is that during these 3 weeks, during this time, you shouldn't walk by yourself even in a city. However, many say that this only applies in the wilderness. So the Derech HaShulchan, the Chazanish, both say that this only applies outside of a city, but in a city you would be allowed to walk on your own. Because this is a dangerous time, this is a time which is meant for Puranias, which bad stuff has happened in, we are careful not to do many things. Therefore, the Mekor Chaim writes that one shouldn't go out into the ocean during this time, because it's dangerous to go out into the ocean during this time. So too, Rav Yashiv, Moshe Feinstein also say that one should be careful not to do so. The Stipler says that one should not let their kids go out into the water during this time, because there's a sakana during this time. Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Vosner, on the other hand, say that you're allowed to go swimming in a pool. Even someone who never goes swimming would be allowed to do so during that time. When it comes to having procedures, medical procedures, surgery, if it's something that doesn't need to be done during these 3 weeks, it should be avoided and pushed off until after Tisha B'Av. Flying on a plane, Rav Vosner says that it should be avoided as much as possible during this time. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says only for Mosh Chodesh Av it should be avoided. But again, this is a time which is very dangerous for the Jewish people, and therefore anything which involves any danger, it should be avoided. That's why there are people who don't drive up to the Catskills during the 9 days, because it's a dangerous time. Siman Tov Kuf Nambez Din Erev Tisha B'Av Sif Alef Erev Tisha B'Av L'Yochol Adam Masudah Masekes Sh'ocha Chartzos Basar V'L'Yesha Yayim V'L'Yochol Shein Tavshilin. During this last meal before Tisha B'Av, one should not eat two cooked foods, and they should not drink wine, they shouldn't eat meat. Obviously, they're not drinking wine or eating meat anyway because of the minnow, but this is Medina of the Gemara. One should not eat meat or drink wine during this time. One should limit any drinks that they have during this time. That which you normally eat extra during your meals, you should avoid during the Sudasam of Sekesh. It should be the simplest meal possible.